Rainforests circle the Earth like a green belt around the equator. So, from Borneo, we take you now to the other side of the planet, to a rainforest in Costa Rica with Living on Earth's explorer in residence, Mark Seth Lender.
On the Osa Peninsula, before the hotels and the money found out, you could walk longer than your drinking water would hold out and never see a human being. It was just Valerie, me, Alonso in the lead, pointing out all we would have missed. Gavilán cangrejero, crabhawk, snake. He imitates Elfer the Lance. I bend down. No! Alonso touches my arm. He might be the real thing. That morning at sunrise, we woke to scarlet macaws, flying rainbows, flight after raucous flight. We followed on the beach, but they were gone. Now, so is the sun. Under muddy clouds, we reach the madrigal, hardly a trickle of water between the few yards from rainforest on the one side to the Pacific on the other. Alonso looks up, looks at the river, clicks his tongue, si crescenda el madrigal. We cross anyway and continue. From behind comes a large man with a woven basket. He and Alonso nod. The man looks us over, strides on. El pescador, Alonso says, fisherman. Later we learn what the basket was for. Turtle eggs. Olive Ridley, hawksbill, green, all of them nest here. El pescador has emptied every nest. To him, not food, but money. He will sell every single one. The sky goes black. Now, in earnest, rain. We turn around. El Madrigal has become the physical translation of crescenda. There are standing waves 3 feet high in only 4 vertical feet of water, enough to sweep a giant off his feet into the crashing sea to drown. Except El Pescador has tied a thick line across the river between 2 trees and left it for us. Valerie cannot touch bottom. The current is too strong. Her arms close around my chest and I pull us hand over hand. It takes all I have. Next morning, the sun rises hot and bright as if it forgot. Look, Valerie says. Among tiny purple orchids in the notch of the tree is a chestnut-mandibled toucan. High in the canopy, howler monkeys call like Buddhist monks, chanting deep in the throat. And are answered by distant thunder.
That's Living on Earth Explorer in Residence, Mark Seth Lender.